Welcome back to Tangent's Retro Gaming Podcast, the podcast where we revisit the games that made us laugh, cry, rage, and stay up way too late. I'm Toby, and today we're going to be diving down into one of the most high-octane, edge-of-your-seat racing games of all time, and personally, one of my top five video games, Burnout 3 Takedown. This game wasn't just about racing, it was about speed, destruction, and pure chaos, mwahaha! Released in 2004 for the PS2 and the Xbox, Burnout 3 took the series to new heights with one major addition, takedowns. The goal wasn't just to be the fastest, it was to be the most aggressive. You didn't just race, you fought your way to the finish line by taking out anybody and everybody that you possibly can. And, you know, let's be honest, this game was so satisfying. There was nothing better than shoving your opponent into a wall, watching them crash in slow motion, then boosting ahead while their wreck is tumbling behind you. So, let's take a deep dive to Burnout 3, its legacy, the best features, and why it still holds up to 20 years later. To really appreciate Burnout 3, you have to look at where it came from. Trust me. The first Burnout game dropped in 2001, and while it was fun, it was still missing something. Crashes felt like accidents, then core gameplay. Burnout 2 Point of Impact came along in 2003, including Crash Mode, a glimpse of what was to come. But it wasn't until Burnout 3 that the creators and EA nailed the formula. Instead of just avoiding crashes, the game rewarded you for them, unlike other racing car games, which then all of a sudden changed everything. It wasn't about clean racing. It was about controlled chaos. Mwahaha. So what made Burnout 3 so much fun? Well, I'm glad you asked. You had different kinds of modes. You had race mode, which, you know, it's your traditional racing mode. But with a twist, you had to deal with aggressive computer and to take down opponents if you want to survive. So they want to get you off into the barrier, into traffic, and the whole point is you to do the exact same thing back to them. Road rage. Oh my god, this is one of my most favorite. This mode is all about destruction. Instead of racing to the finish, you had to wreck as many opponents as possible before time ran out. One of the best. Crash mode. This is probably a fan favorite. This wasn't racing at all, but instead it was a huge destruction derby meets pinball. You were dropped into an intersection and told to cause as much carnage as possible. The bigger pileup, the higher score, higher the score, the better. Aftertouch crashes, yeah, it's okay. But one of the most brilliant mechanisms of Burnout 3 though, after crashing, you could steer your car in slow motion to hit other racers or trigger explosion. It made every crash feel rewarding instead of frustrating. All right, let's talk about the boost. Key to winning was to build your boost meter up by driving dangerously, drifting, dodging traffic, and of course, taking down your opponents. The riskier you drove, the faster you went. The one thing that set Burnout 3 apart for that time was not only its presentation, but the soundtrack, because it gave the game in attitude. Also, you know, peaking 2000s, this was EA Tracks. The one thing that set Burnout 3 apart was its presentation. However, the game had an attitude because of the soundtrack, which was peak 2000s music. This was back when EA Tracks was circulating some of the best soundtracks in gaming, which, you know, it did eventually create a music genre, which is PS2 or Xbox genres. The game featured bands like Yellow Card, Rise Against, My Chemical Romance, and it felt like every track was designed to get your adrenaline pumping. There was Crash FM and its host, DJ Stryker. Now, this guy was a device. Some people love him with his over-the-top energy and goofy commentary. However, others really, really hated him, found him annoying. But love him or hate him, he added tons of personality to the game, which made the game stand out. Visually, Burnout 3 was stunning for its time. Sense of speed was unmatched. Motion blur, screen shake, And the way that the camera reacted to crashes, it made you feel the impact. Even today, it holds up surprisingly well, because I still play it. So almost 2 decades later, does Burnout 3 still hold up? 100% yes. The game's fast-paced arcade style is still just as fun today as it was in 2004. While many racing car games have gone more realistic, Burnout 3 remains one of the purest expression of the fun in the genre. The sense of speed, the tight controls, and over-the-top crashes makes it timeless. It is a real shame that the Burnout series faded after Burnout Paradise. While Paradise had its fans, it just didn't hit the same way, despite it even being remastered. With so many remasters and revivals happening in gaming now, an HD remake of Burnout 3 feels like a no-brainer. And I absolutely 100% agree with it. So if you haven't played Burnout 3 Takedown, you need to dust off the old PlayStation, the Xbox, grab a copy and experience the chaos all over again. And if you have played it, I want to hear your best Burnout 3 memories. What was your favorite crash? What was the most satisfying takedown? Hit me up on all social medias, TangentsGaming189, email TangentsGamingPod@gmail.com, and let's talk about it. Don't forget to also subscribe to Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast for more deep dives into classic gaming. Till next time, keep racing, keep wrecking, and I'll see you at the finish line.